Good.
Fine. Laurie's in there, second base. The other day you were talking about the plans that you had for Chapman when he was growing one day, third, one day, DH. Is Laurie under the same system, one day, second, one day, DH, or you take it the way things are going?
Yeah, I think we'll play it by ear as far as that goes. I think I'd probably give him a day off and DH him. And then just kind of monitor him every day on how he feels. So similar to Chapman, but more kind of getting a lot of input from him.
Yeah, well, of course, Jed had a couple of fantastic years in a row for the A's when he was here, and also the last 2 years, but because of injury, he was not able to play that much. After seeing him taking ground balls and hitting cage and all of that stuff, how optimistic are you that, of course, he's not going to come back to those two fantastic years, but at least he could be a productive player to have the A's have another great season?
Yeah, I mean, you look at his body of work, and it's you know, with us, not only was it productive, it was durable, and maybe some of the other places, not so much. And I know that after 2 years of basically not doing a whole lot, he's extremely inspired and motivated to get back on the field and show what he can do. And we look forward to that as well. He looks great in the sim games, taking the bats off. He's got plenty of bats off live pitching, so it shouldn't be foreign to him today.
Martin? Oh, not Martin. Chris?
Hi, Bob. Good morning. I'm working on a piece about coming up is the 1 year anniversary of everything kind of shutting down. So I want to ask you about your recollections of the moment. For a lot of people, it's in the NBA when Rudy Gobert and that kind of shut down and falling baseball, just the domino effect. What do you remember most about that and kind of the news baseball wise?
Yeah, it started with the Rudy Gobert incident. You know, everybody was glued to that. I remember being in the weight room working out, and that came on, and everybody just kind of stopped what they were doing. And it started to sink in. You know, maybe this could filter to us. And then we had a rain out one day and, you know, got some information we weren't playing. Next thing you know, we were having a meeting the next day, and the things just accelerated very quickly. And then you started thinking about, you know, real world stuff, and more so than just baseball. But you couldn't help but think, you know, at what point in time are we going to play, if we will even play?
And a quick follow-up on that note, I'm having trouble remembering, you talked about the rainout, but did you guys ever play a game after that Rudy Gobert, the NBA shutdown? It was just, you guys were done?
You know what, I don't recall on that. Okay. If it was that day or the day before, I'm not sure.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep. Real quick, with Puck, he'll throw in a sim game today. He'll throw two innings. Montas will throw in that same sim game today. And then Puck will throw on the 13th as well. And then after that, hopefully he's into a regular game.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. Do you have any sort of news on Rosenthal with the groin strain? Anything new this morning?
Yeah, you know, I think the plan is for him to maybe even try to play catch today or tomorrow. Let me check on that one real quick. Yeah, I think he's going to try to keep throwing here, and hopefully we get him on the mound later this week. So I think he's responded pretty well to the treatment the last couple of days.
Shayna?
Do you have an idea of what starters we might see after Bassett on Wednesday?
I do. Are you asking for those? Or is you,
yeah, if you have it.
Who's the next one? Yeah. Lizardo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Lizardo the next day. And then we'll go, I think, back to Jeffries again, and then Manaea.
Chris?
Bob, I just want to ask you about the Mats, Olson, and Chapman. What have you thought about their spring so far and your excitement for them? I know a lot of A's fans are hoping for big years from them.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, more chappy with health and, you know, obviously Ole coming off a tough year. You know, Ole hit a home run in a sim game yesterday too, off Manaea, so off a lefty. So he's just, it seems like a homer a day for him. And when you made a mechanical adjustment and you get results right away, you have to feel awfully good about that. I'm, for one, am probably less concerned about him than maybe, you know, he was after a tough year. And then, you know, Chappie, the best thing that happened to him was the first ground ball he got was a Chapman play that nobody else makes, and he made it like he normally does. So we feel awfully good about his health, and we feel good about, you know, Ole's at bats right now, even though spring training for a guy like Ole doesn't mean a whole lot.
Jess?
Hey, Bob. I'm not sure if I missed it, but how many innings is Montas going to throw?
Two. Puck and Montas, awesome. Two innings today each.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Vince?
Bob, with Jets' possibilities, and I know you still want to kind of let that play out, but believing that he would be on your roster and he can give you some production, and with Mitch Moreland too, how much length do you feel you've got with the lineup, the kind of things you really need to compete in the American League? Do you feel like the club's kind of at least held their own and maybe, you know, feel confident about the way they can go about things offensively?
Yeah, I do. You know, two veteran guys, you know, Jed's a little more of a wild card than Mitch at this point, just because of health, but he's looked great. But, you know, I think one of the concerns, certainly for the front office, was the lack of left-handed bats that we had coming into this – left-handed bats we had coming into the season. So to be able to get Moreland to come here and a guy that, you know, knows the role, you know, can pinch hit on days when there's a lefty starter, has production, American League seems to kind of be his thing as far as the numbers go and knowing the pitchers a little bit better. So those were two big pickups. And if we get a healthy Jed, that really deepens our lineup to where I got to figure out somebody that's going to hit ninth. And, you know, that won't be an easy call. Or, you know, if fully healthy, there'll be some guys down in the lineup that aren't used to hitting there.
As much balance potentially as you've had available to you in a while?
Maybe. I mean, we'll see. I did love our lineup last year too, and the year before, you know, maybe a little bit more right-handed dominant, but we feel like our righties can hit righties. But I think it's more, you know, the veteran guys that we bring in, that they're here to win. You know, Mitch could have gone anywhere, but he came here because he felt like we had a chance to win. And you hear that about Rosenthal, and you hear that about Romo, and Petit wanted to come back here. So That's what makes you feel good, is that the feelings that we have are backed up by the feelings that the guys came in here with.
Matt?
Just real quick on Montas. Do you have an idea of how many sim appearances he would need before games?
No. My guess is probably two. I mean, that's what everybody else kind of did. And sim means just like throwing BP to hitters. It just depends on how he feels on this one. So my guess is two, but right now I'm not sure.
Manolo.
You just mentioned the pitchers after Bassett and Luzardo. Jeffries is in there. What are some of the things you saw out of him in the first two games to give him another shot at starting, or is something that the other guys are not that just ready to pitch it?
It's more Montas. He's pitched well, and he deserves to get another look, but it's more kind of – because of the Montas situation and certainly AJ's, you know, not there yet either.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.